player Carmel Sizes is joining us from the Classique Legend team. Morning to you, Carmel.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well. Bit of rain around this morning for track work.
Yes, I'm tipping you might be a bit drier than I am today.
Yes, I reckon I might be stuck in the studio. Did Nash Rawilla jump aboard again this morning?
Yeah, yes, he did. The horse just had an 800-metre gallop on the Kensrow track. Came home pretty happy with him. Yeah, so I watch him up at the hill at the back of the stable, so I don't do any times or anything like that. But I know he's worked reasonably well when the jockey's track work light has gone into blur mode.
Yes,
so, okay. So I was pretty happy the way he worked, you know. But he's not a flash worker by any means. But he certainly, horse came home to me and he's pulled up well. And he's got his game face on now. When he's getting fitter, he starts to get a bit stroppy. So we've gone into that mode. So I'm pretty pleased to see that.
The old match day focus has started already.
That's right. Mm, you know,
that's a good sign.
You know, we've got plenty. I'm just looking at the radar and there's plenty of rain coming through to Randwick over the next couple of days. So, you know, it's great. We all need it. I just wish the farmers could get a bit of rain, you know, but we certainly, I think we're going to be in the heavy range of the track, which is probably not ideal for us first up.
No, look, we know the horse is unbeaten on soft ground, but it is the horse's first up run too, isn't it?
Yeah, which is a little bit of concern, but a wise man once told me you can never get the full set.
So no, you can't get everything, yes.
No, that's it. You deal with the circumstances and it is what it is.
Yeah, no, fully understand. Hey, it's just listening to you along the way, and Nash spoke briefly about Classique Legend on Saturday morning. I've just got the opinion of the horse will go to the races, but he's still got a lot of improvement to come.
Absolutely, yeah. He hasn't completely lost his winter coat, and Mr. Bridge has been a little bit worried about it, but we've had some very cold days. And I said to him, you know, if you had a coat and it was a cold day, would you take it off, Les?
No, I'd be leaving it on all the way.
Absolutely. Very smart horse. He's a very smart horse.
Yeah, that's good. And the team around it, obviously, you speak regularly and very proud about the way that they look after all the horses there at Les's stable.
Oh, yeah. We've only got a very small stable. So I'm here every day. We've got, you know, 18 horses in work. So everybody's involved in what's going on. And it's, you know, we're all getting quietly excited about the challenge ahead. You know, we're by no way there yet. But, you know, come Saturday, we'll know what direction we're heading.
All right. Well, we'll keep an eye on the weather. You'd like to get the toe in, but you don't want it as a real heavy track.
No, heavy 10 would be a disappointing situation for us. But as I said, we've just got to deal with what we've got to deal with.
Yeah, understand.
But plenty of improvement. We'll just keep going forward.
All right, Carmel, thank you for that update. And we'll talk to the team right through the week.
Okay, much appreciated. Have a good day.